Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Yes, you're tuned to Radio Islam International. The program is called The Power Half Hour. We'll be with you, inshallah, up until 2 p.m. In a few seconds' time, we'll be joined by Ronald Evergy for the verbal fitness sessions. And after the workout, we'll ask him a few health questions. You can send yours through as well. We'll try and put it through to Ronald and put him on the spot. And usually is up to date with his info, so no worries there. Then at 1:45, we're speaking to life coach Sumaya Kuvadia. And the topic is very interesting. What do you focus in your life? What do you focus on in your life? And if you want to either ask Ronald a question or you want to answer on what you focus on in your life, towards the discussion later, you can do so by SMSing 48855. You can WhatsApp 0727861548 or Twitter at EJAZ_K. It's time now to join Ronald or invite him onto the show or welcome him onto the show. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, Ronald.
Wa alaikum salam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Brother, you have so much confidence in me saying he usually knows what he's talking about. Thanks for that. I appreciate it.
No, I shouldn't have used the word usually. You said always, yeah. Because alhamdulillah, you are quite knowledgeable on all things health, so we have all the confidence in you, my man.
Yeah, no, I definitely think so. I think for everyone to understand that, you know, this is not just a hobby. It is what my profession is. As being an exercise physiologist, I spent 6 years studying this.
Wow.
With 2 degrees and honors in it and over 17 years worth of experience. So, you know what, we're out there to help. Allah has blessed me with that ability, and we just want to, inshallah, help everybody out there to live a healthier, fitter, and stronger lifestyle.
Inshallah. So tomorrow, yeah, lots of people are going to be exercising their right to vote.
While they're exercising their right to vote, can we help them exercise their right to get active while waiting in the queue to vote?
Yeah, let's do that.
That's what today's workout is focused on.
Yep, tomorrow we've got a hectic day, Ronald. Four of us have been assigned to go out to different areas. I've been assigned Van der Bijl Park, Meyerton, Roshni, Three Rivers, Annadale.
Wow.
So we're going to be rushing from this place to the next, so it's going to be quite an exciting day tomorrow.
No, definitely so. I think it's an historic day as well. And I think it, you know, just goes to show that a country can change through its vote the same way that you can change your body through the choice that you make. And you've got to vote in favor of being healthy for yourself. And that is what we're all about here, you know, the Power Half Hour with you.
Brilliant. And we're all set now and ready for that workout. So let's go for it, bro.
All right, let's go for it. So today's workout is basically, what can you do while standing in the voting queue?
Okay.
You know, I sound like a rapper, you know, but it's literally that, because at the end of the day, we're standing in queues a lot of the time. Whether you go to a mall, whether you are bathing in a bank queue, if you still do that, you know,
yeah,
or anything else of the sort, you're in queues. And tomorrow there might be a long queue. So the first thing is, I want everybody, so wherever you are, imagine you're standing in a queue. So obviously you're standing upright.
Okay.
And all that I now want you to do is gently raise up on your heels, balls of the feet on the floor, and down, up and down. These are called calf raises. And what you're basically doing is you're forcing blood to pump down into the calves, mobilizing that area of the body, loosening it up, because you find that you tend to slouch, you tend to literally put pressure onto one leg and the other leg, and your calves or your lower limbs might get very stiff, and you might even get pins and needles. So up and down on those calves at least 25 times, as high as you can and as quickly as you can. So up, down, up, down, up, down. That's it. For some people, for the jazz, they don't have calves, so we'll call them working the toothpicks to develop calves. Alright?
Yes.
So once you've done that, the next exercise is very simple. Your feet are slightly wider than shoulder width apart. So you're standing in a very relaxed manner. Your center of gravity is in the middle. And all that I want you to do is move your hips side to side. So keep your feet where they are. Keep your knees straight. Your shoulders upright. And move your hips as far as you can to the right and as far as you can to the left.
We're like teapots, yeah?
Like literally like teapots. You're like a pendulum. And at the end of the day, this loosens up the hip, also the inside thigh, because there's a lot of tension that sits in that area. So you definitely begin to loosen it up and release some of the pressure or tension in that hip or midriff region.
Okay.
All right? And you move side to side literally 10 times each direction. Okay? Mm-hmm. Great. And the next one I want you to do is wherever you are, okay, standing upright again, feet wider than shoulder width apart, all that I want you to do is pull your tummy in, into your spine, all right, and then push it out as far as you can. Pull it in and push it out. Pull it in and push it out. By doing that, you begin to mobilize your diaphragm for deeper breathing. You also begin to, you know, give your and engage your core, your tummy muscles to support your back while you're standing. Because many people complain of lower back pain or stiffness when they're standing for long periods of time.
Right.
So that you do for at least 15 times. Inhale, out. Inhale, push your tummy out. The next exercise is for the shoulders
okay.
and the upper body. So what I want you to do is squeeze your shoulder blades together and then round your shoulder blades forward. And the whole time your hands are on your sides.
Okay.
So squeeze your shoulder blades together, round your shoulders forward. Squeeze your shoulder blades together, round your shoulders forward. That again, 15 repetitions. And the final one is for the neck. All I want you to do is drop your head to the right, drop your head to the left. Head to the right, head to the left. And that you do for another 5 times on each side.
Okay.
And then the final one is drop the chin down to the chest and lift the chin up as high as you can. So you're tilting the head backwards and forwards. And that workout you repeat for at least, you know, 2 or 3 times in between in a long queue. It'll keep you energized, focused, and make sure that you vote, you know, the way that you feel you want to vote and don't feel under duress because you're literally physically drained and strained.
Wonderful stuff there. Jazakallah khair for that workout. Nice and easy one today. Ronald, yesterday a question came in just after we had already terminated the verbal fitness sessions. The question was something to the effect of this.
Backtracking.
Yes, a parent was asking that their kid, every second night or so, they request for their parent to crack their back. You know, is this a good thing and why is it happening that they need this to be done?
You know, when your back stiffens up or causes you pain, you have one of the best ways to relieve the tension. And many people will say, yes, and if I move it and I begin to crack it in inverted commas, because they hear the snap, crackle, and pop, you know, it just releases some of the tension and you feel a little bit better and looser. Now, you must remember, you know, it's a very complex question, but the answer is immediately stating that when it's done in moderation instead of habitually, it's completely, you know, safe and okay. However, if you do it all the time, you could be causing permanent damage to joints in your back and spine. And this incident is referred to as hypermobility. So what you need to remember is that, you know, if you have an urge to crack more than, you know, literally once or twice a day, you need to contact a chiropractor. They're the ones that understand the joints to the best of its ability. So what you're doing when you stretch, you pop your back back into place or crack it religiously, the muscle surrounding the spine gets stretched unnecessarily. Now, the elasticity of these muscles, ligaments and so forth, and spinal cord actually, you know, acts as pulling and tugging and releasing like an elastic band on your fingers.
Hmm.
So if you keep stretching it small amounts of time, it loses its elasticity. And this happens to your back when it's cracked too frequently. So my advice to that parent is literally don't do it every 2 days. Let the child or the teenager begin to get more active. Let them do some kickboxing. Activate the muscles and release the tension in a very different way. Okay? And that'll really help them to do that. Because you as a parent or as another person cracking someone else's back, you might put too much pressure on, raise it too much, or crack it in the wrong way, and you could cause more damage than you could do any good in the long run.
Okay, this one here says, winter's been bitter this year, been drinking lots of cough mixture, but I'm afraid to be getting too used to it. What can I do to replace this?
To replace cough mixture?
Yeah.
All right, cough mixture has a lot of codeine in it, and codeine is always being a very addictive substance. Some have caffeine in it as well. You know, and what you need to remember when it comes to cough mixture is that what is the cough mixture doing? You know, they often ask you over the counter, do you have a dry cough or a wet cough?
Hmm.
You know, and those kinds of questions. And you often don't know the difference. Coughing is sensitive when your body wants to release anything that's toxic in the lungs and get rid of phlegm or get rid of just, you know, any infection that may be there and get rid of, if you're breathing any gases or pollutants, and if you're surrounded by fires a lot, you cough it out. What you need to remember with this is that you've got to stop. That's the reality. You know, if you are coughing repetitively, it could be a sign of something else that could go wrong. It could be a sign of potentially TB. It could be a sign of something else. And remember, TB is not a black or white disease, Indian, Chinese, or Japanese. It's not rich or poor disease. TB affects anyone and everyone. We can all get it. You know, repetitive cough is indicative that there could be something wrong. So please go and have it checked out rather than keep on taking cough mixture to suppress the cough. And remember, with children especially or teenagers, don't give them any cough suppressant at night, because you want them to begin to cough out whatever is blocking the air passages and the airways and the lungs. So it's very, very important to have that checked out. So my advice would be is please stop it. You know, if it's a very chesty cough, if it's from the throat, it's a different story. It's a lot lighter. If it's from the chest, please, and it's heavy on the chest, go to your doctor ASAP and just have it checked out.
Okay, I see lots of doctory questions coming through. Another one saying, I feel very fluish in the morning, but as the day goes on, I tend to get better, and this repeats daily. What is happening?
Yeah, you know, I found the same, you know. in the morning when I speak to people, they're like, are you sick, Ronald? And I'm like, no, I just sound like I have a deep voice. You sound very croaky. What happens with that is, in a nutshell, is that, you know, you relax the entire vocal cords, your throat, etc. could be very dry. So you might not have had anything to eat or drink in the morning, and you find that, you know, you're very nasally. So you might have a post-nasal drip because your whole body relaxes when you are sleeping. So it takes a while for you to kick in, warm up the vocal cords, get the mucus lining back sorted out in your nasal passages, etc. So you might sound a bit fluish, but as the day continues, you know, then you become quite okay. I'm testament of that as well. I mean, you and I spoke in the morning, you know, and
yes.
I know your engineer once asked me, Ronald, are you okay? And I'm like, I'm fine.
Yeah.
You know, so that's really what it boils down to. Unless you have a consistent dripping nose or running nose or phlegmy cough, it's a different story. But if you're just feeling a bit, you know, slightly congested and so forth, give it a few minutes, warm the body up, you know, the body get into its normal trend, and you will be okay.
Brilliant stuff. Jazakallah khair for that, Ronald. Before we say goodbye to you, a message coming through on WhatsApp here says, notice this department requires no physical fitness program. Everyone gets enough exercise, jumping to conclusions, flying off the handle, running down the boss, kniving friends in the back and dodging responsibility and pushing their luck. Yeah, Jazakallah khair for that, dear listener.
No, definitely so. I think that it just makes that person have an 8-pack, not a 6-pack. But it's an 8-pack on the mind and the mouth rather than on the body.
8 is going to 8, eh?
Well, brother, thank you so much for your time. Be safe on the road tomorrow to you and the other radio hosts going out there. And to everybody out there, have a blessed and a safe day and enjoy the voting, inshallah.
Ameen. Jazakallah khair for that, Ronald. And we'll pick it up, inshallah. Wednesday, tomorrow, Thursday might be at the IEC Center. But
So
we'll see what happens. But we'll keep in touch. Maybe we'll pick it up again next week, inshallah. Jazakallah khair for your time, my man.
Jazakallah, my brother. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Ronald with the verbal fitness session there with a nice light workout in terms of what to do standing in those long lines to vote. You better be voting, people. You better be voting. You can't complain if you don't vote. Then, coming up in a few seconds' time, we'll be joined by Sumaya Kubadia, life coach Sumaya Kubadia, discussing what is it that you focus on in life. Stay tuned to the Power Half Hour.
When life gets hard, you know it can get hard sometimes. You are the only one I will follow till I die. So I will pray that Allah will keep me on the straight path, holding me close on the straight path.
Yes, indeed, you're listening to the Power Half Hour on Radio Islam International. Now we speak to life coach Sumaya Kubadia. We're discussing what to focus on and how to focus on things in life and what should your focuses be. So we welcome her to the show. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sumaya.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi, Jaz. How are you doing today?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing well. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm very well.
Alhamdulillah. Very interesting topic today. So why is this an important introspective question on what should we be focusing on in life?
Well, this is an important question, Ijaz. And, you know, firstly, I'd like to say, you know, just make a dua that may Allah open our hearts and our minds to take in what's beneficial.
Ameen.
And to help us focus on what's important that will earn His pleasure.
Ameen, indeed.
Right? So why is this so important?
Mm-hmm.
Because what we focus on, we keep getting.
Oh.
You know, it keeps showing up in our life. And when you give attention to something, it grows. You know, I'm sure we can all relate to that.
Yeah.
Imagine this. You know, your mind sends a signal to your recurring thoughts. And those thoughts have a vibrational frequency that picks up anything that matches that frequency. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So if we're focusing, you know, if a person is focusing on being victim of circumstances, victim in relationships and so on, what happens is we will attract people and things who will continue to victimize us, right? Because again, just remember, what you focus on is what grows, and that's what you keep on getting, and that's what keeps showing up in your life. That's the reason what you focus on is so important, and it's, you know, it's something that we're not really truly aware of. Yes, we know that we should be focusing on certain things, you know. Let's focus on, you know, students are focusing on their studies. People in the work environment are focusing on their performance levels. And all of that is great because that's a way of focusing.
Mm-hmm.
But this focusing is something that's completely different, that's either adding or subtracting to the quality of one's life.
Wonderful stuff. And yep, as my mom always says, what you resist shall persist.
Absolutely.
Now, two words we tend to use a lot that keeps us focused on the negatives. What are those two words, Samia?
You know, those two words, Ijaz, are never and always,
yes.
Right? He, she always does this to me, you know? And I'm like, really? Is that true that they always behave in that manner with you? You know, another phrase we use, especially when things don't go as planned or how we expected it to go, we tend to say it never works out.
Hmm.
You know, my kids never listen. My spouse never listens. My employees never do what they're told to do. And really, is that true? You know, the answer to that is that it's not.
Hmm.
Because it doesn't happen all the time. But what we don't realize is that we get so focused on those two words, you know, the words like always and never. And attached to those are a string of thoughts that then create an experience in our reality. So just become aware of what you're focusing on. At times we have very low expectations of others, and that's what we focus on without realizing, again, that negative expectations influence performance negatively, and positive expectations influence performance positively. So when we expect certain behaviors of others, Ijaz, you know,
mm-hmm.
we act then in ways that make the expected behavior more likely to occur. Right?
Right.
So just remember that every person, you know, every person that is listening in now, just remember that you have the power, you know, inside of you to bring out the best in every person that you meet.
Hmm.
Again, you know, when you notice your struggle in relation to others, or in your relationships or any area of your life, you know, check in with yourself and see. Just ask yourself this question: what am I focusing on? Is it that there are no real, authentic people nowadays? Is it that children of today never listen? Is it that it's impossible to find good and honest people? Or that relationships are really hard? Or that the economy is really bad? And just notice that what you're focusing on is in your experience all the time.
Hmm.
Right? So, you know, if we had to go on the flip side of the coin, you know, and imagine if you changed your focus when it comes to people.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you encouraged others. You actually catch others doing things that are right. Because at times we're so focused, you know, on catching people doing wrong things all the time. And then what happens is this critic inside of us takes over, right? And all the time we're focusing on everything that is going wrong. So what happens is we become frustrated because no one can live up to our expectations of something that doesn't even really exist, called perfection.
Right.
So again, that goes back to what are you focusing on, right? It's your negative expectations of others that basically influences their negative performance levels.
You're listening to the Power Half Hour on Radio Islam International. We're speaking to Life Coach Samia Kuvadia and discussing what things, how to focus more in life on things that are important. And we've been asking our listeners to send in what do they focus on, Samia. One I see here from Sister Rokea, she says, phone do not die. She says, we have so many tasks to accomplish, so focus is priority based at specific times.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sister Mumtaz saying, juggling family, work, and everything else, finding the balance.
Yes, you know, it's different things. You know, people focus on different areas of life, different things that, you know, like they said, that are priority to them. We sort of prioritize our focus, but certain times, you know, we tend to focus on things that are so negative, and we keep wondering, why am I, you know, getting in the same sort of experience over and over again? It's because your focus is there all the time. That's the, you know, that's basically what's going on.
Okay. Then Sister Sina saying, I focus on staying original and sincere in a world with increasing insincerity and blind conformity to social norms.
Mm-hmm. And then Zakala, so much for, you know, for the lady sending in all of these, you know, very good feedbacks.
One more here from Sister Fahima. She says, I focus on that which brings happiness and fulfillment, making happy memories with my kids and family, smiles to those around me, and that usually makes me happy and content. Nice.
Jazakallah, that's wonderful.
Now, Sumaya, what are neuroassociations?
Yes, you know, there's a great saying that we do not see the world as it is, rather we see the world as we are. Right, and that's like a mouthful to sort of absorb.
Yes.
But as humans, we have a tendency to respond based on past experiences until we wake up and become aware of what we're focusing on. So basically a neurological association in the brain causes us to repeatedly look for what we have always seen, you know, what we have always experienced, even though the situation before us now probably is completely different and new. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So an example would be, maybe in the past someone had many negative experiences, let's say with authority figures, you know, like maybe parents, maybe teachers, or anybody who was their guardians, who were very controlling, right? So their focus is on anyone who's in an authority sort of role, is a complete control freak, right, who will take away my independence. Therefore, I cannot trust anyone in leadership roles, or maybe anybody who's in, you know, roles of authority.
Okay.
So this person then creates a reality for themselves based on what they're focusing on as a belief. So then let's put it in a work environment, right? They feel restricted, maybe stifled and controlled. And then if we have to look at it in a relationship dynamic, they could feel powerless and helpless. And all because they're so focused on who authority figures are based on their negative past experiences, right? So changing focus is extremely important.
Okay. Now, how do we change focus?
Well, changing focus, you know, will mean retraining our minds and our thoughts.
Okay.
And a good measure on what you're focusing on is just take a look around you. You know, your spirituality, your relationships, your finances, and maybe even your health, right? So if you had to give a rating of 0 to 10 for each life area that, you know, I just mentioned, how would you fare, right? 0 meaning not good at all, and 10 is excellent. Then based on your results, just check in with your thoughts. What am I focusing on that's either maintaining this result, you know, or just getting everything completely all wrong? And if you are sitting, let's say, on a 5, Ijaz, you know, all round, and you want to up that level, what you've got to do is change your focus to something that will basically support you to get to the next level, right?
Right.
So let's look at this from a marriage dynamic. And the reason I'm bringing marriage in is because somehow it just seems to be, you know, in focus right now.
Right.
And if a person's focus is constantly on, let's say a woman, right, her focus constantly is on, my husband never pays attention to me, right? Or maybe the husband's focus is on, my wife is so sensitive and she's always missing the point. Well, guess what? You will have an unfulfilled relationship because what you're focusing on grows. So let's look at it from a different perspective, right?
Okay.
So let's say you as a wife might find in your experience that even if you cooked a great meal, you don't get acknowledged for that. Even if I went over and above what I'm supposed to be doing for the day, it goes unrecognized, right? So when your focus shifts from he never pays attention to something that's more supportive, like maybe my efforts are recognized, reality also begins to shift accordingly.
Mm.
You know, just try it out. You will be surprised with the results that you get. Because, you know, when we want a different result, we should be doing something different. And more often than not, that something different starts off in the mind with a different focus and a different thought. That's basically what it is.
Wonderful stuff. Very interesting indeed, Sumaya. Any closing thoughts on this topic of focus?
Yes, Jaz, you know, I'd like to just give a personal experience, you know, of what happened yesterday, you know, with my son.
Okay.
He came back from school, and this is again on focus and how we as parents can teach our children to focus better,
right?
And to reframe things.
Okay.
You know, there was a rumor that was going on about him in school for the past week, which upset him.
Mm.
So yesterday his HOD got to know about it, and she basically got his side of the story, then went to his peers and, you know, sort of seen what was going on there.
Right.
You know, long story short, at the end of the day, he came home feeling completely fulfilled that, you know what, I actually got heard here because this is what happened.
Mm.
But, the remark that I got out of him was, sometimes it's good to be a victim. Right now, instead of coming out there and saying, no, it's not good to be a victim, I basically wanted to know why he's saying what he said.
Right.
And he said, well, you know what, being a victim makes you be, you know, makes you get hurt by people. Sometimes you get felt like you're important. And I said, okay, so let's look at it this way. You know, instead of saying that being a victim is good, let's just say that feeling heard and acknowledged is great.
Mm.
Right? Not that you want to be a victim.
Yeah.
And he completely got it, that, okay, this is basically what I need to focus on in relationships and in every area of life. You know, if I want to feel important and if I want to feel acknowledged, then I need to be heard and I need to express myself effectively. So very easily, you know, he could have taken on that belief of, you know, it's good to be a victim. Sometimes we as parents allow our children to focus on things like that.
Hmm.
Years later, we have our children grow into adults who have the victim mentality, and that's how they basically live their life.
Hmm. Wonderful.
So just remember, basically, what you focus on is what you get in life.
That's it, and some salient words to end it off there. So may I jazakallah khair for all the insights today on the Power Half Hour. We thank you so much for your time and expertise, and we'll pick it up inshallah again next week.
Jazakallah so much, Ijaz, once again for this opportunity.
Ameen, and have a wonderful day.
Jazakallah, and you too.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
That was Life Coach Sumaya Kuvadia talking about how to focus better in life and on what is important to you instead of throwing pity parties and worrying about things that just bring you down. That's it from the Power Half Hour team, myself, Ijaz Khan, and Muhammad Bilal for today. It's Assalamu Alaikum Warahmatullahi Wabarakatuh.